It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're back here we're in the Stardome, one of my favorite gymnasium, Chase Burns. This place is different.
It's unique for a high school gym. Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
Yep, and here's the starting lineup for the Fort Recovery Indians. Number 4, Reagan Martin. Number 5, Gavin Toby. Number 15, Brian Benn. Number 23, Ian Holman. And number 33, Owen Chain. Chase, got the starters for the Starfires?
Number 32, Colby Bullock. 33, Timmy Davidson. Number 42, Nick Miller. Number 40, Nick Stuber. Number 44, Braden Gilbert.
And broadcast coming up on Fort Recovery Radio. The Saturday, the girls host Arcanum JV game at noon. FR Radio will broadcast the JV game, and WPGW will simulcast the varsity. And then the boys at Ansonia, JV game starts at 6. Fort Recovery broadcast will broadcast for JV and varsity games. I can't talk. Jeez. And the next time the girls play will be on January 2nd. Play St. Mary's. That is a Tuesday. So right here we're going to announce the starters. Chase, you doing okay over there?
Trying to get their names just so I can pronounce them right.
That boy. You're in break, aren't you?
Yep, on break till January 3rd.
Yep, that's always good. How's pass every class?
Always, buddy.
Always. That's good. JV competition about to start.
Oh, I forgot.
Decent crowd for Fort Recovery. Chase, got anything?
Nope, but we're about ready to tip off, so here we go.
You okay over there?
Yeah, I was thinking for some reason we started with the National Anthem, but...
Nope. Come on, that's varsity. Owen Chain Gavin Toby will jump for the Indians. And we're underway. Horrible tip.
40 will get the tip. Nick Stuber. He'll put it up. No good. Rebound fought for to South Adams. Puts it up. No good again. Gets their own rebound again. Kicks out to number 32, Colby Bullock. Oh. No good.
Gavin Tug with the rebound. Martin will bring it up on the right side for the Indians. Martin will get a screen by Ben. Gave it over to Shane. Give it to Cornyn Holman. Gives it inside to Toby. Toby gives it inside to Owen, back out to Toby. No good. Rebounded by Martin. And traveling violation, it will go to the Starfires.
I don't know about that one.
No.
He didn't roll. He just fell to the ground and got it. Number 40, Spencer Fear, will bring it up for the Starfires. Tries to force a pass. Deflected by Owen Chain. He gets it and puts up his shot and gets fouled.
Owen Chain will go line shooting two. 6:17. Left in the first. Score still not up at zero. So.
And I thought he was going to shoot two.
I thought he was going for a layup. But Ian Holman will take it out under their own hoop. Gives it out to number 15. And Brian Benn up 15 footer. No good. Rebounded by Benn again. Gives it out for a three. Martin up and good.
That's good to get his shot going early.
3-point basket by Reagan Martin.
Fear will bring it up for the Starfires. He'll set up the offense. Dribbles around the top. Picks up his dribble. Gives it over to 32, Bullock. Inside to number 44, Gilbert. He'll look high-low. 3 seconds. 42, Miller will put it up. No good.
Reagan Martin will bring it up for the Indians. Gives it over to the corner, Ian Holman. And when thinks about it, doesn't shoot. Gives it over to the top, Toby. Over to Martin. Into Benn. Hacked, but... No call.
Fear brings it up for South Adams. He'll dribble across court. He'll back it out. Throw it away. Miscommunication there by the Starfires, and they'll turn it over to the Indians.
Toby will take it out in front of their bench. Gives in to Martin. Martin will bring it up. 3-0 our score here at the Stardome. Martin getting the offense. Gets a screen by Owen. Corner to Inholm. Back at the top to Martin. Martin over to the right side. Chain over the corner. Toby. Toby will drive. Try to dish in to Ben. Gives that back out to Owen. Shane. Owen. Shane 4-3. Air ball.
Starfires are in 2-3 zone, so we'll get a lot of good looks from outside. Just going to have to make them. Fear brings it up for South Adams. He'll pick up his dribble. Over to 32 Bullet, guarded by Ian Holman. And he'll get that deflected and stolen by Ian Holman. He brings it down, puts it up, and gets blocked, but they'll call a foul. He'll shoot two.
Good reaction by Ian Holman. Get his hands on there.
Yeah, he's just a lot bigger and more athletic than that kid. And he just stole it from
him. Ian Holman will go line shooting two. Coach Tony Overton and the Indians. Taking on the Starfires. 3-0 our score. Ian Holman to the line shooting two. Up first one and good. Nothing but net. No rim at all, Chase. That doesn't look like that wasn't you in your day.
Struggle from the line. It's all right.
Number 10, Riley Post will check in for Brian Benn. So we're kind of in a smaller, quicker lineup now. Holman's second one up and good. So it makes the score 5-0.
Spencer Fair brings it up, throws it to the sideline to number 33, Davidson.
He
is pressured hard by Ian Holman. They'll get him with a foul. I think that's just good aggressive defense.
Yeah, for sure. This Indiana refs are a little on the caution side of.
South Adams brings it side out into number 44, Gilbert. Still learning their names. 42 will put up a shot, Miller, and that's good. 5-2, your score.
Ryan Post will bring it up on the right side for the Indians. Give it up to the left side. Martin will drive Miller and get fouled by number 33. I don't know what his name is, because.
Oh, yeah.
Timmy Davidson. Owen Shane will take it out for the Indians. Checking in.
Dylan Evers.
Dylan Evers and Russell Gale. Checking in for Toby and Ian Holman. Ryan Post will give it to the corner. Martin will drive. Give it up to the top. Russell Gale. Russell will drive. Dish out to.
Gets
deflected. And no good.
Rebound Gilbert for South Adams.
Shot was up by Evers.
He'll pass it over to Fear. He'll cross half court. Dribble middle, guarded by Martin. Picks up his dribble, and they'll get him with the travel. He'll go the other way.
Yep. Indians need to start capitalizing on these turnovers.
Yeah, it looks like we can really pressure the ball because they have a tough time handling it.
Yep. Ryan Post will get it to the corner. Martin. Martin will. They take it back to the top, give it to the left side, Gale, give it to the corner post, Gale, back to Martin, over to Shane on the right side. Inside, not a forced pass, stolen.
Back over to South Adams. Fear brings it up, calls out a putt. Gets a ball screen. Puts up a three, off the backboard, no good. Rebound fought for by Dylan Evers, and they'll call it jump.
Yep. So we'll go to Indians. Owen Shane, first we got Brian Benn checking in for Owen Shane, and Brian Benn will take out for the Indians. 5-2 our score, 3:33 left. Ryan Post brings up for the Indians on the right side, gives it to the left side, Gale to the corner, Martin looking around, gives it back up the top, Evers to the right side, Post will drive middle, kick it back up to Gale, left side, Martin, left corner, Evers, up 4-3, and good.
That looked good,
yeah.
8-2 Indians. Fear brings it up for South Adams. He'll get a ball screen. And Russell Gale pressuring hard on that switch by the Indians, and South Adams will turn the ball over.
Over and back.
Is that what they called?
Yep.
I didn't know if Russell got his hand on it or not.
I had no clue. Martin gives in to Gale, or Post. Back up the post up top, 4-3, no good. Rebounded by South Adams.
Spencer Fear brings it up for the Starfires. He'll pick up his dribble, throw it again out of bounds. Another miscommunication, and we got to capitalize on this opportunity.
Yep, and looks like the Starfires will take a timeout. We'll take one with an 8-2 score, 2:47 left in the first.
proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And can you hear me, Chase?
I can hear you.
I can't hear myself, but
I don't. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, we're good.
We on?
Yep, we're on. Back here at Stardome, South Am, date to our score, JV competition boys. And Starfires are really not getting a shot opportunity. They're more turning it over, and
yeah,
the Indians are starting to capitalize on it. 8-2 our score, like I said, 2:47 left. And
we're really getting into them on defense, yeah. Causing some turnovers and doing a decent job against their zone on the other end, getting some decent looks from outside.
Yep. They'll have to keep going, so should be Indians' ball, I think.
Yeah, it will be. They just threw it out of bounds, and it should be ours.
Yep. Coming up, Saturday, girls will host Arcanum, and the boys will be at Ansonia Saturday. Fort Recovery Radio should broadcast both games. So back in the action, Ryan Post bringing up with the Indians, gets the right side, Gale. Gale will look up top to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will get back to the right side on Gale. Gale looking around, gets the top post. Post gets in the bin, forced pass again, and they're going to call a foul on, should be Kobe Wendell.
He called on Dylan Evers.
Dylan Evers, so another forced pass inside and wasn't there, and be a turnover on the Indians.
Number 44, Gilbert, will bring it up for South Adams. He'll get two ball screens. Pick up his dribble, throw up a 15-footer, no good, but 33, Davidson gets a rebound, and he puts it up and gets fouled. So he'll go to the line and shoot two.
Foul should be on Dylan Evers.
Just no one boxed him out there. We got to get a body on everybody and
yep. And
prevent that from
Dylan Evers first. The last foul call is actually on Ben. I'll be his first on the other side.
Davidson puts up the first one. No good.
Eight tours for 2:21 left in the first.
Davidson puts up his next one. And miss again.
Great.
Deflected, and he gets his own rebound. Back over to Gilbert. He'll look high low.
That's going to be another foul on Evers for pushing. That's going to be his second.
It might get on Ben.
Evers.
Evers.
Starfires will take it onto their own basket.
Miller throws it away.
Stolen by Gale. Gale will go for an easy right-hand layup. Fouled. Missed it. So Gale will go to the line shooting two. Good. Good way to get your hands on the ball. And got to finish, though. Contact. Finish through it. Good. So Gale go to the line shooting two. Ian Holm about to check in, probably for Dylan Evers, I'd have to assume. First one up, no good. Holman checks in for Evers.
Evers gave him some good minutes there.
Yeah.
Knocked
hit
down a three, and
yeah.
he really played hard.
Yeah.
He's unfortunate he picked up two quick fouls, but
I bet he'll be back in here next quarter. So Gale will throw up a second. And good. And so makes the score 9-2, 2:07 left. It looks like Coach Overton will get in a man-to-man.
Gilbert will bring it up for the Starfires. He'll pick up his dribble, top of key, throw it out to number 32, Bullock. He'll give it over to Fear. And we'll have a timeout, South Adams, and we'll be back after this.
We've been part of the Fort Recovery community for longer than most can remember. We're your neighbors, and we love our community. You can trust us for honest advice when you're ready to take on your next home project. We specialize in Milwaukee power tools, but we have a variety of others. Since 1916, one thing has always been our lasting tradition: outstanding, friendly customer service. Experience the tradition of Wangler Ace Hardware. It's all here.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technologies seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Calp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at the Star Dome. 9-4 JV competition. Fort Recovery on top, 154 left in the first. And on the floor for Indians right now, Ian Homan, Brian Benn, Russell Gale, Ryan Post, and Kobe Wendell. So the Starfires will take in about half court.
Farrell and inbound it for Starfires. And inbounds it to 42, Miller. A dribble up over to Gilbert on top of the key, guarded by Ian Homan. He'll look around, give it over to the corner to Miller. Back up the top of the key to Fear. He'll launch a three, no good.
Rebound by Post, and Post is taking it coast to coast.
That's
got killed.
Holy cow.
I mean, he's in the bleacher.
Missed Gilbert will bring it up for Seth Adams. He'll drive middle. Put up a shot. Air ball. Rebound by South Adams again. Miller puts it up and good for South Adams. And Coach Overton wants a timeout. He is not happy with those rebounds. We'll be back after this one.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here, Star Dome. 9-4 score here, 1:17 left, and Coach O is going to take a timeout for sure, probably about the offensive boards that his team's been giving up. That's their only 4 points is giving up off
second chance opportunities.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Coach O was not too happy about that one. So varsity competition coming up after this. Should have up here Coach Jeff Vaughn, Chase Brooms, and Reese Rogers bringing the game for that one. Should be an interesting one, really.
Yeah, I'm not sure about anything about this South Adams team. I saw they got a 6'6 kid. Might be an exchange student. So they definitely got some height, 6'5, 6'6.
Yep, and on the floor for the Indians, Gavin Toby Martin, number 22. Lochtefeld, Evers, and Shane. So Martin will bring it up for the Indians. Give it to the right side. Lochtefeld gives it back to top. Martin gives it to Toby. Toby across court to Lochtefeld to top. Martin to corner. Evers. Evers up for three. No good. Rebound by Shane. Shane gets fouled and will be taken out under his own basket. So good offensive board by Shane to crash the boards and get the second chance opportunity for the Indians. Martin will take it out under their own basket. Martin gives in to Evers. Evers gives it to a corner, Lochtefeld. Lochtefeld will dribble. Get double teamed. Up top to Toby. Toby up blocked. And rebounded by, ball getting by Evers. Evers to the top, Martin. Martin to Shane. Back out to Martin. Martin thought about three. Doesn't shoot it. Gives it to corner. Toby into Shane. Blocked again. Martin at the top of the key with it, gives it to the left side, Toby. Toby gets to the cross court to Evers. Up no good, rebound by Shane again. Wow. Out to Toby for a three ball. Up no good, rebounded by Martin. Up the top, Lochtefeld, Martin threw it away. Oh, man. Great hustle for the Indians for sure. Getting those, I don't know how many was it, four offensive boards.
And I'll turn it back over to the Starfires. Inbound to Gilbert. Shane pokes it away, but Gilbert retains possession. Might have got poked in the eye. Throws it over to Miller in the corner, guarded by Evers.
He's struggling right now.
He's tough. He'll be fine.
Yep.
And that'll end our first quarter.
9-4 score. Indians on top.
Every Christmas, you search for something different, a unique gift to give. So how about this? If you're shopping for kids, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys, pedal tractors, and kids' books. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, string trimmers, and Cub Cadet snow blowers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Okay. And we're back here. Star Dome, 9-4, 4 Indians on top. Indians end the half pretty, or really good, getting four offensive boards after Coach O was livid about them getting offensive boards. But Chase and...
Yeah, playing really good defense, holding them to 4 points in that quarter, so... We got a new guy in here, number 10, not on the roster, so. But Miller has it in the corner. He'll dump it down into Gilbert, back out to Fear. He'll put up another three, air ball.
Now all that kid does is shoot threes.
And that'll be out of bounds.
Evers will take it out for the Indians. In on the floor right now for the Indians, Evers, Martin, Gale, Toby, and Shane. Martin gives it to the right side, Gale to the corner. Toby, he travels and turns it over and gives it back to the Starfires.
Just got to be more patient there.
Yep.
Gilbert brings it up for the Starfires, guarded full court by Owen Shane. It's giving him trouble, and that's out of bounds. He lost the ball. He stepped on the line, so good pressure by the Indians.
Yep, and Toby will take it out for the Indians, give it in to Martin. Martin. Gets to the corner, Lochtefeld. Lochtefeld gives it to Toby. Toby throws a forced pass into Owen Shane, turnover.
Number 10 brings it up, pulls up for Starfires, no good. Indians. Rebound fought for, and a jump ball, so possession will go back to the Indians. Not sure who this number 10 is.
Nope. Martin will bring up for the Indians on the left side. Gives to the right side, Toby. Toby to the corner, Lochtefeld. Lochtefeld thought about three. Gives up top of the Martin. Martin looking around, gives back to Lochtefeld on the right side. Back up to the top, Martin. Martin chucks up a three and good. Good looking shot by Martin.
Yeah, he's taking good shots and he's knocked down two of them.
Yep.
Gilbert takes it up the court. Picks up his dribble. Guarded by Gavin. Toby throws it to the corner to Fear. Back out to number 10. He'll dribble out. Being guarded by Gavin Toby. He dribbles through the defense over to number 30, Schwartz.
Give more basketball knowledge than me. What was the Indians in right there?
I think 2-3 zone, but I'm not sure. Might not have been. I didn't really look. It wasn't man.
No. Martin corner three up and no good. Rebounded by Shane again. Oh. And they're going to call push on own Shane. So I don't know what. It was like a... Half court.
I was trying to figure out the names and who these guys were, so I didn't really have time to look.
Ben will check in for Owen Shane. 12-4, score 5-12 left.
Gilbert will walk up the ball. Now Gavin Toby picks him up about 3/4 court and
key on the floor.
Ball's still rolling around. And South Adams will take a timeout, so we'll be back after this one.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
And we're back here at the Star Dome. 12-4 our score here. Indians on top. 5:02 left in the second. Good. Decent crowd traveled over here for the Indians.
Yeah, I agree. More than South Adams right now.
Oh, for sure. And looks like the Starfires will take it out.
Inbound to Gilbert. Gavin Toby picks him up. This pressure has really been getting to South Adams, and he loses the ball again, but retains it. Crosses half court. Loses it again. Dumps it off to Miller in the corner. He'll drive baseline, and they'll get Ben with a foul. Got to move your feet.
Yep. I'll be his second.
South Adams is going to take it out underneath. 12-4 your score. Fair will take it out under his own basket. He'll throw it into the corner to Gilbert. Looks inside to Schwartz. He'll dribble once. Pulls up for 10 feet. No good. Rebound. Poked out of bounds by 4 recovery. Look, about four guys could have had that rebound for 4 recovery, but it got knocked away. So South Adams will take it out underneath again. They'll throw it up to Gilbert. He'll put it up. Up and in.
Martin will get it in the post. Post will bring it up, give it over to Martin. Martin on the left side. 12-6 our score. Martin chucks to the top of the key. Toby to the corner. Evers back to Martin.
Oh, you got
to
shoot that.
Yeah. Over to Lochtefeld. That's Post. Post over to Martin. Martin thought about three. Gives it over to the corner. Toby inside to Evers. Martin 4-3. Up and good.
He was patient. He got the third one.
Yep.
And he's probably 3-for-3 from three right now.
9 points, yep.
Gilbert walks it up, guarded by Gavin Toby. And he loses the ball, but number 10 comes up with it for South Adams. He'll throw it over to Miller from the elbow. No good. Rebound. Poked away by 4 recovery again, so it'll stay with the Starfires.
Good-looking defense so far for the JV boys team. Gosh, I can't talk.
Yeah, they're finding out that if they just pressure the ball, I mean, they're going to get turnovers and they're going to get what they want.
Yep. And it looks like Gene Holman and Russell Gale checked in for the Indians.
Inbounded to 42 Miller. He'll think about a three. Drive middle. Russell Gale is on it.
Great hustle.
Man, quick with the jump balls there. I know.
It was a foul.
They called it. That is awful.
Foul number 20. Russell Gale, that's for sure a jump
and
ball.
And they're in the bonus. So he'll shoot. Miller will shoot 1-1. We actually had the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a clean steal.
Either a jump ball or a steal, not a foul.
Yeah, I don't know. Miller puts up the first one. No good. Rebound, Brian Benn.
Benn will give it a post. Post gets a little pressure. Gets it across. Drives, kick out. Top to Martin. Over to Ben. Ben put up a 15-footer. Good-looking stroke by Ben.
Real nice shot. Even contested. That was a good-looking shot. Gilbert takes it up. Guarded by Ian Homan. Dribble to the left. Pick up his dribble. Throw it to the corner number 10. Don't got a name on him. Dribble up to the top of the key. Pass it off to Fear. Throws it inside to Miller. Turns around, and he'll drive middle. Put up a floater and off the rim and good.
Brian Post will bring it up for the Indians. Gives it to the corner, Gale. Gale gives it to the top, Martin. Over to Ian Holman on the left side. Ian Holman thought about three, didn't shoot it. Gives it to Gale. Back to Holman. Over to Martin. On the right side to Post. Post will get in the bin. Bin up to Gale. Gale to Holman. Holman into Post and another forced pass by the Indians, and luckily there's a foul. And
I don't think it was a bad pass. I think he just threw it at his feet a little bit, but he got fouled it, so Indians will take it out.
Holman will inbound it. About those turnover, gives it up to Martin. Over the post. Post up 4-3, no good. And that's probably not the shot Coach Overton was looking for. Rebound by Holman. Holman in the post. He got shoved. Oh, man.
I don't know about that.
Caused a travel when Post got shoved from the back, but.
Oh, well, not what we can do.
Nope. You're right, Chase.
Gilbert will walk it up for South Adams, guarded by Ian Holman. And that's going to be a reach. Ian Holman trying to pick him up three,
three quarters court, and he won't move his feet, and they'll get him with a reach. So South Adams in the bonus. Gilbert will go to the line shooting 1-1. He'll put up the front end, and it's good. 17-9, Indians with 2:23 left in the second quarter.
Leading score for the Indians, 9 by Martin, 3 threes. Threes. I don't think he's missed one yet.
Gilbert puts up a second, no good. Rebound, Ben.
Up the post. Post will bring up on the right side, the corner, Homan. Homan to Martin. Martin dribbles back to Homan. Homan gives it right back to Martin. Into Ben. Over to Homan for 3. Air ball. Rebounded by...
No one.
It'll be a jump ball, so he'll go back to the Starfires. 17-9 our score. 2:02 left in the second. A few subs for the Indians. Evers and Toby checks back in.
Gilbert will take it up. Guarded by Evers. Got to be smart. Don't want to pick him a cheap third.
Yep.
Inside to Miller. He'll drive baseline, puts it up, and blocked by Gavin Toby.
Post will bring it up for the Indians. Quick, over up to Martin. Puts up a 15-footer. Good.
Martin looking good shooting the ball. Got 11, the pull-up going, too.
Yep, 11 points for Martin. Leading scorer for the Indians.
Gilbert crosses half court. Indians took off the pressure. They threw a back door to Miller. He'll pass it off to number 30, Schwartz. Up, no good again. Gavin Toby with the rebound.
Gavin Toby will bring up for the Indians. Gives it to the right side post. Post will drive, dish off to Evers. Good looking 15-footer up. No good.
Gilbert gets a rebound and takes it up himself. Nobody picks him up, and he'll pull up from the elbow, and good. Just no one pick up the ball. There's no excuse for that. You gotta pick up the ball.
Yep. Post will bring it up for the Indians. 1 minute left. 19-11 our score. Post will drive, dish off to Evers for another.
Same play.
Missed it. Rebounded by...
It's going to be a jump ball again.
It's going to be a jump ball again. It'll stay with the Indians.
49 seconds.
Yep. Martin will inbound it for the Indians. 19-11 our score.
Got to get Martin another shot here. Yeah. He's feeling it.
Yep, for sure.
I would be begging for the ball.
Back up top to Martin. Martin gives it to Toby. Toby will drive, pull from 10 feet, blocked.
Gilbert brings it up for South Adams. He'll pick up his dribble over the corner to Miller. He'll look inside and give it to Gilbert. Double teamed over to Schwartz, off his hands and out of bounds. So that'll go back to the Indians. 26 seconds. I look for him to take the last shot.
Starfires bring up
man-to-man pressure.
Yep. Inbounding it, Toby into post. Post having a little trouble. It gets it across. Post will dish out to Martin. Martin thought about three. Drives middle, up, and no good. Rebound by Post. Up, no good again. So second chance for the Indians.
Rebound, Gilbert throws it up to Miller. But great hustle play by Russell Gale to tip it away. Wide open Miller running down the court, and Russell Gale hustles to get him back and tips it out of his hands. It'll stay South Adams ball.
Eight seconds left.
Fear takes it out of bounds. Inbounds it. Attempts to inbounds it to Miller, but knocked away by Gavin Toby. It's down to 7 seconds left. Fear will take it out under his own basket. Inbounds right to Gavin Toby, but he'll lose the ball. Get it back.
Keep going, Post.
Post got it
up.
Ooh, in and out.
In and out. So that'll end our half. 19-11 our score. We'll be back after this. Talk about the half and have a few stats. So we're back after this.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here, 19-11 our score. And Indians are looking great on defense and getting a good amount of scoring by Martin. 11 points, three threes, and a quick 15-footer at the end. Martin's looking great tonight. Good-looking shot, good open looks, taking his time, getting the right shot. Chase, got anything?
Yeah, bottom line is they just can't handle the pressure. I mean, we're more athletic than them, and they don't really have a ball handler. They switched point guards. They started out with Fear, but then switched to a bigger Gilbert, who's been doing a little better, but we have still been, our pressure's been getting to him. I don't know how many turnovers they have, but I'd like to see that number. And yeah, offensively, against that 2-3 zone, our shots are going to be there. It's just being patient, and we've seen that so far, that we're getting open shots. Martin's only took, what, four shots, but he's made all of them. He's got 12. So like I said, we're going to get good shots against this zone. We're going to get open shots if we just work the offense, and somebody's going to bound to be open.
Yep. Anything else to talk about?
Yeah, rebounding, done a decent job.
Yep. Especially after Overton lit them up after those two back-to-back boards.
That's how they got half their points.
Yeah, and they come back, the Indians come back out after that timeout and get four offensive boards, I think.
Yeah.
So, good. I mean, great coaching by Coach O. I had him as my sophomore year.
Yeah, I had him.
I had him as a sophomore. He's got to be one of my favorite coaches, I'd have to say. I don't know about you, Chase, but your dad was probably your favorite coach, I have to say.
I don't, yeah.
Anything else? I really don't have. Exams suck. I mean.
You had some exams today?
The English?
How'd those go? Pass?
I hope. I mean, that's the way every student hopes. I had English, psychology, and Spanish. Those are my.
You sleep in tomorrow, do you?
Nope.
No.
I got to go in for two Kearns exams. So.
Yeesh, what about Thursday?
Yep, sleeping in.
Oh, man. And then you're off for Christmas?
Christmas break. Seems like we just started school a few weeks ago. I mean, it's been for sure flying by. I don't know what a lot of the students say, but for me, it's been, senior year's been flying by. I don't know about you, Chase, but senior year flew by for you?
Oh, yeah. Now it's flying by even faster. Already in
second year of college. Where are you going for? Accounting, right?
Accounting, yep.
Yep. How's everything going well there?
Yep, pretty good so far.
Nothing else?
Nothing else.
Going to UNOH?
Yep.
We'll be back after this.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Oh, okay. Now, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV. Mm-hmm.
See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
And we're back here at the Star Dome. 19-11 our score, 3:10 left in halftime. So Indians are getting buckets from lean score number 4, Reagan Martin has 11. We don't have a full stats, but he's for sure easily our just leading scorer for the Indians and played a great first half. I would have to say probably one of the better halves I've seen him shoot.
Yeah, just being patient and taking all good shots.
Yeah.
He even turned down some shots, but ended up getting some good open looks, and he's 4-4, so.
Yep, and we got about 2:38 left, and we're going to take another break, and hopefully we'll be back here for the second half action. We'll be back after this.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here, JV boys competition in South Adams. 19-11 our score, about to start the second half. Indians played a great first half, coming off of a loss versus Jay County. I think I was there.
Neither was I.
I think they lost, but could be wrong. And like I said, 19-11 their score.
Yeah, look for the Indians to keep applying that man-to-man pressure and trying to get and cause some turnovers. And be interesting to see if South Adams comes out of that zone or stays in that 2-3.
Yep, and the starters for the Indians, Martin, Toby, Evers, Gale, and Post. So South Adams will fire in first.
Fire a long, I don't know what they're, throws at the basket.
Oh, and man.
Stolen by Russell Gale, but he's out of bounds.
Out of balance, yeah.
So South Adams will take it out under their own basket. Fairway inbound to Miller. Up top to Davidson. Back to the corner. Fair. Off the back iron. Boarded by Miller, and he'll get fouled.
That's going to be a foul on Gale, I think. 2-0, yeah. That'll be his second.
South Adams will take it out again. Throw a lob to Miller. Kicks out to number 10. Dribbles right. Nothing there. Back up top to Gilbert. Drives, puts it up. No good. Fought for. Now call a foul on us, but nobody even had possession of the ball. I guess that doesn't really matter, but still. I don't know. That's just two people going for the ball.
Yeah.
South Adams take it out again under their own basket. Picked off by Morgan Martin.
Martin is at the post. Post to left side, Toby, and he
just dropped it.
Dropped her out of bounds, so it will go back to the Starfires.
Bounds to Gilbert. And again, pressure back Toby. He'll dribble down the right side, pick up his dribble, over to 10. Over to Davidson in the corner, finds an open Miller, and he'll put it up in good.
Post will bring it up 40 games. Give Cat. And good. He's the layup off a post turnover. And Coach O will call a timeout. We'll take one with him here on the FR Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here at the Star Dome, home of the South Adams Starfires. 19-15 our score. Indians coming out, not looking so hot on defense or on offense, and just turning over a lot. And that basically put South Adams back in this game, 19-15. And the Indians are just, I don't know if they're just struggling coming out of the half or. They got to pick up the pace, and or Starfires will run away with this one. So, 6:04 left in third. 19-15 on score. Leading score is number 4, Regan Martin, with 11. 3 threes, 15-footer at the end of the second quarter. And Martin will take it out for the Indians. Starfires in a man-to-man press. Is in the post. Post will bring it up. Gets over to the left side, Evers. Evers is the top, Martin. Martin over to the right side, Gale. Gale will drive middle. Throw up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Toby. Toby up to Martin, over to Post. Post will drive middle, pull up a 10-footer, no good. Rebounded by the Starfires.
Gilbert will bring it up for South Adams. He'll cross up court, guarded by Gavin Toby. He'll drive middle. Kick out to Miller. He traveled, and they will call it. So I'll turn it over to Fort Kelly.
It looks like Brian Benn will check in for Dylan Evers.
Starfire's little full court man-to-man.
Yep. To stay in it. Martin will get in to Gale. Gale up to Benn. Benn will take it across that full court. Fine post on a cut. Great look by the Indians. Benn to post for an easy right-hand layup.
Yep,
so
hitting that corner and finding the middle cutter. That's wide open. And Gilbert brings it up for South Adams. And stolen by Russell Gale.
It gets tripped up. It stays on his feet, though. No foul. Gale puts up block. Good hustle by Gale.
33 Davidson brings it up for South Adams. Over to Gilbert. He'll dump inside to Miller. Turn over his left shoulder up. No good. Rebound, Benn.
Ben will give it up the post. Post up to the right side, Toby. Toby will get an easy right-hand layup up and good. Makes the score 23-15, Indians.
I'll have a timeout by South Adams, so we'll take a break with them.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
And we're back here at the Stardome. 23-15 or score, Indians on top.
Start us again? Already?
Yeah. Jan, you hear me, Chase?
I hear you.
4:41 left in the third. The Starfires will get this ball, shouldn't they? I think.
Yep, Gavin Toby just made a wide open layup.
Right hand layup. And
Coach wasn't too happy about that, so they took a timeout. And 4:41 left in the third quarter. Indians 23, Starfires 15. And Fear, nope. Davidson inbounds to Gilbert. He'll walk it up. Cross off court, guarded by Carson Rammel. Corner to Miller, inside to a cutting Gilbert, and he'll get fouled. Should be on the floor.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. 21.
Carson Rammel.
Yep, Carson Rammel.
The Starfires take it out underneath. Over to wide open Miller, but bad pass. Throws it away. Miller collects it and gives it to number 10. Over to 33, Davidson. Over to Fear. Shoots a deep three and good.
Wow. Some range there.
That was deep.
Host will bring up for the Indians. Foul. No call. Gives up to Martin. Martin to the corner. Rammel travels and gets. Yep. Travels, so turnover goes to the Starfires.
Gilbert will walk it up for South Adams. Guarded by Regan Martin. Corner Miller. Over to Fear. Same guy who just hit that one. Puts it up. No good.
Rebounded by the Starfires.
Oh, wow. Even push him?
I don't think he. I think he fell on the ground. They call a foul on
Rammel.
So that'll be his first.
Second.
My bad. Jeez, Pete. We're calling timeouts like it's like no other. Guess we'll take one with him here on the Fort Recovery Radio.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here. The Starfire is about to take it out. A bounce. Around half court. Chase, you got
him. Yep. Fear looks, finds Miller at the foul line. He'll drive to his right and nice looking drive. Puts it up good. 3-point game here.
Yep. Martin will bring it up for the Indians. Martin needs to find a look for three. Martin gives over the post. Post will drive Miller. Martin 4-3. Here it is. No good. Rebound by Ben.
South Adams did switch to man.
Yep. Ben will give it up to Martin. Martin will get a screen by Ben. Martin cross court to Gale to corner post. Post drives, loses it, and a travel. Wow. Just don't call anything. The other team out of the ball.
I know.
Guess a traveling violation on post, which.
They're quick with the travels and balls.
And Shane will check in for Rammel, and Holman will check in for Gale. 23-20 our score. 3:13 left in the third.
Gilbert takes it up the court, guarded by Martin. Dribbles around the top of the key over to Miller. He'll look inside, nothing there. He'll dribble, drive left, middle. Puts up a 10-footer, no good, rebound Ben.
Ben gives it up to Martin. Martin bring it up on the left side. Gives it to the top, Ian Holman. Holman back to Martin. Martin into Ben, good pass. Ben out to Holman. Good inside-out action, and boy, three ball by Ian Holman.
They get it into Ben, the defense collapses, and they find a wide-open Holman for three.
Yep, 26-20 our score.
Gilbert takes it up, dribbles hard to the right.
Lowers
his shoulder, gets fouled. Should be on the floor.
Yep.
I don't really like that call. He just buried his head and was kind of out of control. But
Gavin Toby checks in for Brian Ben.
Inbound to Miller. Puts up a hook shot, no good.
Rebound by Gavin Toby. Gavin up to Ryan Post. Ryan will bring up on the right side. Ryan gives up to the top, Toby. Toby over to Martin. Martin will dish out to Post. Post will get an easy 15-footer up and good. Good looking shot by Post there.
Gilbert, let's take it up again for South Adams. A little half court pressure by the Indians, not as much as they were in the first half. That ball's on the floor.
They're on call.
They'll call a jump ball.
Indians fans are yelling travel, but they're going to call a jump and it'll go back to the Indians. So
turnover out of the ground, so probably a travel, and then Ian Holman lays on him and call a jump ball.
Ian Holman will take it out for the Indians. 1:57 left, 28-20 our score. Indians on top.
Keep getting good looks, extend this lead.
JV competition. Toby up to Holman. Holman finds Toby on a cut. Great play. Blocked. Rebound by grabbed in by Shane. Throws up a wild shot but fouled. So Shane will go to the line shooting two.
Good offense by the Indians. Toby throws it over to Holman. And then Holman throws it back to Toby on a cut. Probably gets fouled, but
yeah, no
call. Second chance point, and we're going to the line.
Yep. Holman and Shane go to the line shooting two. First one up, no good. And 157 left. 28-20 our score. Shane go line shooting a second. Second one up and good. Makes our score 29-20.
Now we got full court pressure by the Indians.
That's a foul.
That's a moving screen if I've ever seen one.
Jeez, I'm beat. That's his fifth, so see you later, buddy. Take a seat.
That was his fifth?
Yeah.
Wow.
That should be intentional, really. I mean, kill him.
Yeah, look, they're fine.
Yep. Owen Shane is a tough kid, so.
Okay, so.
Yep. Ian Holman gets in the post. Post gets a screen by Martin. Post will drive, dish out to Shane. Shane will drive middle, up and no good. Rebound by Toby. Toby put up foul, but no call, blocked.
Gilbert takes it on the fast break, puts it up, no good.
Rebound by Holman. Holman gives it up to Post. Post will drive middle again.
Another foul.
Yeah, another foul. Rebound by Post off a shot out to Toby for three, up, no good. Rebound by Holman. Holman will call a timeout. So 1:05 left. We'll take one with him here on the Four Recovery Internet Radio.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here. Stardome, 29-20 our score, 1:05 left in the third quarter. On the floor for the Indians right now, Ian Holman, Ryan Post, Reagan Martin, Owen Shane, and Gavin Toby.
I think I found out a name for number 10 on the varsity or Oscar Victor Vasquez. I'm going to go with it.
Owen throws up a shot block, so
Vasquez will bring it up for South Adams. Over to Fear. He dribbles at the top of the key. Pressure by Ian Homan. Picks up his dribble over to Vasquez. He'll drive middle. Pick up the dribble. Find Miller at the high post. He'll drive right. Puts up a nice looking right hand layup. And he'll score.
Yep. Indians get it into Martin. Martin will bring it up for the Indians on the right side. Gives it to Homan. Homan across court to Toby. Toby into Shane. There we go. Good offense right there by Toby into Shane. Shane gets easy 2-point basket.
That's Shaney's game right there.
Yep.
Fear brings it up. Guarded by Owen Shane. And he'll lose it. It's got to be out of that. Well, Corey Kevry comes up with Ian Homan on fast break.
Gets fouled and will go to line shooting two. So, great defense by Shane. They caught it on the floor?
Yeah.
Wow.
And this guy's holding up two.
That was... Ian Homan will inbound it for the Indians. Gives up top to Martin. Over to right side post. Post will throw up a shot. Bouncing around, though.
Wow.
Good.
Wow. That rebound, Miller. Up to number 30, Schwartz. Over to 32, Bullock. And they will not get a shot as the third quarter expires. 31-22, Indians. And we'll take a break.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians! Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
And we're back here at Stardome. 31-22 our score. Indians on the floor for the Indians right now. Gale, Shane, Wendell, Evers, and Toby.
Starfires take it out, throw it into Miller. He'll take a 18-footer. Up, no good. Rebound, Evers.
Evers will get it up to Wendell. Wendell will bring it for the Indians. And Wendell will drive, kick out the Evers. Evers over to Gale. Gale to the left side, Toby. Toby looking around. Back over to the left side, Toby. Toby in to Shane. Forced pass, but gets in there. That's foul. Yep, there it is. So Shane will go to the line shoot too.
Shane doing work on the low block.
Yeah.
Scored on a nice power move, a possession ago, and now he goes to the line.
31-22 our score, 6:33 left in the fourth, and Shane throws up his first one. Good.
Bricks off the back and dives into the rim.
Yep.
Gotta love it.
Yep. Shane will throw up a second. And no good. Rebounded by the Starfires.
Vasquez will bring it up for South Adams, guarded by Russell Gale. Dribbled back and forth across the three-point line. Ball's loose on the floor, and we'll get a jump ball.
So we'll go back to the Indians. Gavin Toby will dish it in for the Indians. Toby into Gale. Gale will bring it up. Gale gets across half court. Pressured hard by the Starfires. Loses it, and it's going to be over and back.
The Indians got a 10-point lead here in the fourth. Six minutes left. As long as we take care of the ball and shoot open shots,
should be
good. I think we're going to be all right.
Yep.
We just got to handle the ball. South Adams will enter it in to Vasquez. He'll lose it. Russell Gale comes up with it.
Russell will dish it up to Wendell.
Double dribble? He threw it out of bounds anyways, but yeah. I did not see a double dribble there.
Yeah, so.
Anyway, they'll turn it back over to the Starfires. And Fear will inbound it to Vasquez. That's over and
back. That's over and back.
Holy
right
cow.
There.
How do you not see that? Miller dribbles over to Vasquez on top of the key. He'll call out a play. Get a high ball screen. Back over to his right side. Nothing there. Picks up his dribble. Throws it cross court to Miller. And great he goes in for a layup. We just gambled on that.
Yep. Toby inbounds it to Shane. Shane gives it back up to Wendell. Wendell has it up top four of the Indians. Left side, Evers. Evers saw about three. Drives. Throws up a weird-looking shot and good. So, good. Starfires out inbounded.
Vasquez takes it up. Guarded by Russell Gale. Ball still loose. And out of bounds. And it'll go back to the Indians.
Good hustle by Gale and Shane to come away with that steal. And a few subs. Martin checks in for Gale and Ben checks in for Shane. So.
I don't know about you, but if I'm taking the ball up, I don't want to see Russell Gale guard me because he's a pest.
Yeah.
He'll get to you.
Inbounds it to Wendell. Wendell will take it up, gets across half court. Kobe gives it over to Martin. Martin over to the left side. Toby back to Martin. Martin in the bin. Good move. Good strong move by Ben for an easy two-point basket.
Fear brings it up back to Gilbert. He'll take it up for South Adams. Guarded by Gavin Toby, and they'll get him with a reach. South Adams will take it out. Side out of bounds. Inbounds to Miller. Being guarded by Ben. He drives left. Spins around. Puts it up. No good. Rebound by Martin. Wendell takes it up. Pushes it to Gavin Toby. He'll swing it to Dylan Evers. Back to Martin. Inside to Ben. He'll turn over his right shoulder this time. No good. Rebound Dylan Evers. Puts it up. And rebounded by Miller. But he was on the line. So it'll stay with the Indians. Good job by the Indians trying to get something going inside by Ben. He had a nice move that he scored on a possession ago, and he just missed a left-hand hook. Martin inbounds to Post, over to Evers, inside to Ben again. He'll kick out, over to Martin, over to Post, over back to Martin on top of the key, over to the right wing, Toby, inside to Ben. He'll turn, shoot, no good. Rebound, Ryan Post. Kicks out to Martin. Open three in the corner. And good. Regan Martin has really looked good shooting the ball from three tonight. That will be his 14th point. Fear gets a wide open three on the other end. No good. Rebounded by Post. And he'll bring it out for the Indians. Pushes up the court to Martin. Martin drives in and gets fouled. Another good take by Martin there. Indians kind of lost sight of their man. Gives South Adams a wide open three. But we get the rebound. Push it up court to Martin. And Martin goes to the line after he gets fouled. Martin will put up his first one. And good.
Homan checks in for Evers. Martin will throw up a second. And good, so makes the score 41-24.
Gilbert inbounds to Vasquez. He'll throw to the middle to Miller. Miller takes it inside, puts it up again. That's really how they're getting a lot of their scoring. Miller's going right at Ben in the middle of the lane, and he's made a few layups off of that.
Toby dishes it in to Ben. Ben will go up strong and fouled.
He's
so.
Traveled, but...
Yeah. Leading score for the Indians tonight, 16 points by Martin.
Sure
has a better shot than his older brother. Is that one?
Martin's got a good pull-up.
Yep. A three-point, I think Regan got him. but never know. Daniel Phelps first, no good, so keep our score 41-26. Ben will throw up his second. Thanks about. And good. So it's a score 42-26.
And Gilbert will take it up for South Adams. Dribbles, picks up his dribble over to Miller in the corner. He'll pop a three. No good. Rebound Ian Holman.
Holman will dish it up to Martin on the run. Martin double dribbled, but no call. Up and no good, so rebound by South Adams.
Gilbert takes it up the court, guarded by Gavin Toby. He picks up his dribble, throws it over the corner to Miller, where he just shot that three. Back to Fear. He'll launch a three from 40.
Martin off the rebound, takes it coast to coast. Gets the block, gets the ball back around post, up 4-3, and no good. And that's going to be a foul on Martin.
Yeah.
Little push.
No. It's on South Adams.
No, it's not. It's on Martin.
Oh, really?
He killed the kid.
I didn't see it.
Well, Lockfeld checks in for home while Starfires are going line, shooting 1-1.
42-26 your score.
Shaney checks in for Toby.
Miller's free throw is no good. Rebounded by Post.
Post will bring it up for the Indians. Post over to Martin on the right side into the corner.
Oh, wow.
And back to Martin, up to Ben.
Ben is wide open on the block and
yep.
Gets fouled.
And Ben will go to the line shooting two off a great pass by Martin, wasn't it? Martin? I don't know. I think Martin. Score 42-26, 2:21 left. Ben will eventually throw up his first. And good. Makes the score 43-26. Ben has 6 tonight. Martin has 16. Post has 4. And Shaney has 4. Ben will throw up a second. No good. And we'll go to the Starfires.
Fair brings it up for South Adams, guarded by Regan Martin. Light pressure. Beard drives past him and he loses control and throws up a shot. That'll get him with the travel.
Wendell and Gale checks in for the innings for Post and Martin. Wendell will bring it up for the Indians. 2-9 left. The Indians have a comfortable lead now. So Wendell over to Lockfeld. Lockfeld over to Gale. Back to Lockfeld, over to Wendell, over to Shane on the right corner. Shane gets back up to Gale. Gale to the left side, Wendell. Wendell to the corner, Lockfeld. Lockfeld in the bin. Ben, strong move. Wow.
Holy shit. And just drop steps and punishes the guy for an easy two. Fear brings it up for South Adams. Over to Vasquez. He'll dribble middle, nothing there. Backs it out. Picks up his drill, step back three off the front rim, rebound Ben. Ben's probably got 10 boards by now. And timeout for recovery, so we'll take one with him.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
And we're back here at the Stardome, South Adams. 45-26 score in the JV competition on the floor for the Indians now. Lockfeld, Rammel, Wendell, Gale, and I don't know who this kid is.
Lochfeldt.
I said Lochfeldt.
It's another one. There's twins.
Oh, they're twins? That's confusing there. Well, Rammel. Dish out to Gale. Gale to Lochfeldt. To Wendell. Wendell will drive. Throw up a crazy shot, but foul. So Wendell will go to the line shooting two. Wendell go to the line. 45-25 or score. Wendell throws up first. No good. 105 left here in the fourth. 45-26. Wendell will throw up the second and good.
Schwartz enters it. To Fair. He'll dribble up. Indians take off their pressure. Fair gives it over to Vasquez. He looks inside. Throws it to Miller. And up and no good. Rebounded by Gale.
Up to Gale. Gale over to Rammel. To Lochfeldt. Or that's Wendell. Wendell over to Gale. Wide open Rammel. 4-3. No good. Rebounded by Gale. Gale gave it over to Lochfeldt in the corner. Top back up to Lochfeldt. Over to Rammel. There's two Lochfeldt twins. Rammel gets killed. Retrieved by Lochfeldt. Thrown up. No good.
Anybody call her?
Out of bounds of Starfire.
Schwartz will enter it in to Fear. He'll walk it up court. 18 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Over to Vasquez. Off his hands to Bullock. Back to Vasquez. He'll dribble the middle. Pull up from 18. Short. Rebounded by Lochfeldt.
Lochfeldt will bring it up. 3 seconds left in this one. There's JV boys come out with a win. 46-26. We'll come back on here after this commercial to talk about and get ready for the varsity competition. We'll be back.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Well, if you're an elf, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year,
uh-huh,
and I want a new computer,
uh-huh,
my own TV?
See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here, JV competition. 20-point win by the Indians. Great game played by, I would say all of them, but for sure Martin with, I don't know how many, 16 points I think he had.
Yeah, I think so.
Great showing by him. Came out, shot three threes, man-maw, and came out with a quick two at the end of the second. And didn't score as much in the second half, but didn't need it. So the Indians come out with a good win. That's what I have to say.
Chase, yeah, Indians controlled the game pretty much throughout. I mean, they were obviously the better team, and they took care of the ball for the most part. They kind of let them back into it in the third quarter there. South Adams cut it within to three, but Indians brought it together, and they got some good open shots and took care of the ball, and that's what it takes for a win. So they got it done tonight.
So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back here in about 12-ish minutes for the varsity competition. So we'll be back in a little bit.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.